single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. Have you had a humbling experience before God? Actually, God humbles us in many different ways. And one of the ways He humbles us is by lifting up those who we think are less capable and less talented, or sometimes less educated or less experienced than we are. And when we face those situations, when God is lifting up those people around us, we automatically come to realize that it's just how arrogant we were before God. And we see also that God is able to use our environment or the people around us actually to do the things in a way that's a lot better than we think we can do. And those experiences are making us to be humbled before God, and realizing how great God is and how just small and how weak we are. And through today's passage, I want to see altogether how God is humbling Balaam and how he is speaking and giving his message to him, that he'll be fully obedient and just being humbled before God and to deliver the word that God has for the Israelites. Let's look at the passage together.
Numbers chapter 22, verses 31 through 40. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey these three times? I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If she had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared her." Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back." The angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but speak only what I tell you." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. When Balak heard that Balaam was coming, he went out to meet him at the Moabite town on the Arnon border at the edge of his territory. Balak said to Balaam, "Did I not send you an urgent summons? Why didn't you come to me? Am I really not able to reward you?" "Well, I have come to you now," Balaam replied, "but can I say just anything? I must speak only what God puts in my mouth." Then Balaam went with Balak to Kiriath Huzoth. Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep and gave some to Balaam and the princes who were with him.
As we saw from last passage, Numbers chapter 22, we saw that after struggling with donkey for three times, now finally God opened Balaam's eyes to see the angels of the Lord. And that's how our passage today, Numbers chapter 22, verses 31 through 40, is starting. And we see that God is humbling Balaam through the talking donkey. You may think that this is just a funny, like a fairy tale, that donkey is speaking, like one of the animation or cartoon movies that we see on TV, that this talking donkey and just giving the message that God has for Balaam. And it's not just a funny story, it's not just a fairy tale, but we see the clear idea of God trying to humble Balaam through this donkey, who is a lot more spiritual and a lot more is close to God than Balaam, who think he is a very spiritual guy. And we see from verse 6 that Balaam was famous for his blessing and curse. in verse 6 of Numbers chapter 22 that we saw 2 days ago, that it says, "Now come and put a curse on these people because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the country. For I know that those you bless are blessed, and those you curse are cursed." We see from this verse that Balak has a clear idea that Balaam has the power to bless people and to curse people. And I think from the experience that King Balak heard or saw and knew that Balaam's blessing actually works and Balaam's curse actually works. So he must have been like proudly thinking that he is very spiritual and that he was empowered and he is special. But as we have seen with the donkey being more sensitive to the angels and being able to speak, and God has broken the arrogance of Balaam and reminding us that God can use whomever and whatever he chooses, even stones. That's what we see in the New Testament. In Luke chapter 19, verse 40, it says, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." And Jesus is telling the Pharisees that God can work through the stones. God can have the stones speak, not just donkey. Right? In Luke chapter 3, verse 8, Jesus again tells us, "That for I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children of Abraham." This is how Jesus is telling us that we're just nothing before God. If God chooses stones, then he can work through stones. If he chooses donkey, then he can work through donkey. And whatever he chooses, that he can work through and work with. And that just shows us the fact that we have nothing to brag about. We're just nothing before God. We're just mere creation. And one of the major misconceptions that a lot of Christians have today is that we think that we are chosen by God because we are special. And one more step further from that misconception, that we think we are playing a very important role in the ministry of God. And that leads us to the idea that without us, God's ministry will not continue. Yes, we are special, but that's not the reason why God is choosing us. Actually, it's the other way around. Because God chose us, that's why we became special. Because God decided to work with us, that brought this very special meaning to our lives, and that gave very special identity to us. And which means we're always replaceable by God with something else or someone else. When I first stepped into ministry, I had this same misconception. I thought I was something. I was thinking that I was doing so much for the church, and that without me, the church will not run. And I thought the church will shut down, and the people will leave without my ministry. I thought nothing will run properly in church without me. And that was the biggest mistake that I made, and the biggest misconception that I had. But the truth was that the ministry was doing better without me. I realized it after I left the ministry. I left to another church, and I saw the previous church that I was in with another pastor. They were actually doing better. They were growing, and the youth kids were having more fun than with me. And we have to remember that we are just mere tool before just held in the hands of God. And when God chooses to use us, that he will use us. And it is not about us. It's about God. And that's the message I think that God is giving us today, that we need to remember and live with the idea, with the concept, that we are just mere tools before God, that we need God to use us in order to be glorified through us and in order to be praised through us. We see in today's passage that there was a clear turning point for Balaam. In verse 34 says, "Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, 'I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. And this is the message for today for us. If you are thinking that you're very extraordinary, and it's not time for us to turn back and turn back to God and kind of rethink and look back to ourselves and see we're not extraordinary. We're ordinary people. But we need God to use us to make our lives extraordinary. And I hope today, through meditating on this passage, I hope this passage will be a turning point for your life. That if you are thinking that you are the one who's doing all the work, but now, through today's passage, I want you to just let it go. Let all your pride go and the arrogance go before God. And start to acknowledge and start to see how God is working in your life. And start to give credit to God. And just confess before God, it is not about you. It's all about God. Let's pray together. Father, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. And we thank you for your message to us and how you've been humbling this Balaam and how you're humbling us and through today's passage. Lord, help us to be humble before you and just laying down all our pride before you and asking you to be our master and asking for you to just hold on to our lives and use our lives as a tool or instrument to praise you and worship you, Lord, in every moment and every day of our lives. Lord, we thank you, we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching further and stepping in closer, CGM.